HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Branch podcast. The weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Branch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Branch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Hi, how's it going? Well, 2020 is a bummer. So let's talk about something fun. Like, who was your first crush? Mine was the Spanish footballer Raul Gonzalez when I was about 13, I think. It went on for a while. I had posters and whatnot, even a picture of him with his kids that my best friend tore out from a newspaper as a gift for me. Admirable footwork aside, I realized I was crushing on him because I thought it was sweet that every time he scored a goal, he would kiss his wedding band. I felt the same love and respect shine through when I heard the chat our editor Jamal Sheikh had with Indian footballer Robin Singh and his wife Leanne. Here's what the expecting parents have to say about the partnership in a pregnancy and their happy crying sessions.
Hello Robin Singh and Leanne Tixera, welcome to the HD Brunch podcast. We're delighted to have you on the cover of our magazine. Congratulations for that. But many, many, many bigger congratulations for the wonderful turn your life is going to take. Leanne, how many weeks is it? 30 weeks or is it 32 already?
No, I'm actually in my 35th week.
Oh, wow, Leanne. That means you're ready to pop.
Yeah.
Listen, congratulations on the pregnancy. All the very best. And congratulations again on the cover. Your pictures are looking fantastic. You guys are looking happy. Wish you the very best, honestly, from all of us.
Thank you, Jamal. Thank you so much. I think we're both looking forward to excited parents. And, yes, I hope the time flies quick and I hope everything's healthy for Leanne when the baby comes. And on to bigger and better things, I guess.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's going to be exactly like that.
Leanne, Robin claims he's been taking care of every need of yours, your doctor's appointments, your food timings.
Absolutely.
He's even been giving you back massages on demand. Now is the moment of truth. Is he telling us the whole truth or is he just trying to sound like Mr. Perfect?
No, he's been so helpful. He's been there for all the doctor's appointments. In fact, he pretty much helped me, exercise and stay healthy as possible, just so that I can avoid discomfort. Since he's an athlete, that part of the
yes,
the health part helps. And also when it just comes to, not many people speak of a mental health when you're going through a pregnancy, and when you have the support of your partner, it's like the most important thing, I feel. So that I'm really happy that we got pregnant off season.
Yeah.
So that he was there.
Robin, you are a footballer with a tough guy image.
Uh-huh.
Yet we hear that when you went down on one knee to propose to Leanne, you couldn't complete your question. You started crying midway.
Yeah.
Are you a crier?
Yes. To be honest, when it comes to the people I love, especially asking Leanne to marry me, it was probably tears of joy.
Yes.
But the funny story is, while I was crying, she started crying as well. And before she said yes, she kind of said, "I'm sorry." And I had no idea what to say.
Because I didn't know he was proposing. And I thought maybe he's, just going to like open up to me about something. I don't know. It was so strange. And then, and it was raining. And so I was like, okay, what's happening? Yeah. Is something wrong? And then I started crying because I felt like he's going to apologize for something. I had no clue.
It was the longest minute. Believe me, Jamal, it was the longest minute. I'm on my knee and she's just said, sorry, full Bollywood setup, wind, rain, darkness. And the girls only said, sorry. And I'm like, are you going to say yes? And then she's like, yes.
I was saying sorry because I thought like, you know, maybe I did something wrong and like he's feeling bad about it. And then I was like, oh, wait, he just put out a ring. And I'm like, oh my God, okay.
What a fantastic story. I'm sure it's one you're going to tell your kids someday.
100%.
Yeah. Leanne, it was in Kashmir when you took the pregnancy test. And when you realized it was positive, you came out to a waiting Robin in tears. Are you a crier too?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm super emotional. I think as both of us, as a couple, like we are very family oriented and we are very emotional when it comes to people, you know, who are close to us. This is something we've always wanted. I think like from the time we started dating, we knew what we wanted in life. We knew we wanted to start a family. We wanted to get married. It was very organic, the process. So when I did like take the test and it was freezing cold, I remember it was freezing cold and there was a curfew and everything, and he had a break that day. I think you had a break that day. And when I checked the test, I was so happy, and I wanted to actually surprise him or do something fun. But then I was like, I couldn't control myself. I just ran out crying, and I'm like, oh my God.
You two do realize that very soon you'll have a third person in the family who'll be a legit crier like you guys. And then you'll be three of you crying your hearts out.
But I think I can give him competition in that case then. But I think this is what Leanne says, so I'm taking a word for it. She says I'm very patient with children. Mm-hmm. And also I have a height advantage. So rather than people or anybody, including Leanne, holding them, when I hold a baby, it'll feel like, you know, it's got a proper view of a proper scenic view of
the world.
You know, so I think that might just help the baby from not crying as much as I will.
That sounds fantastic.
Tell us, have you guys picked out names for the baby at all that you may want to share at this point?
I think, to be honest, no matter what the name is, it's going to have a very silly Punjabi nickname. It has to have a very silly Punjabi nickname. I should not be the only one that has to go through this. Everyone, including my child, has to go through this process of having a silly Punjabi name. Or even a silly Catholic name. As long as it's funny, I can accept it.
We cannot wait to hear that name when the baby happens. Robin, you say you've played a major role during the pregnancy. Are you going to be a hands-on father this time?
Yes, I love children. I think, we've made sure, she's made sure, literally, to be honest. And listen, when you're home, you're going to be changing diapers. I'm like, yeah, no problem. She's like, Robin, I've seen videos. I will be recording the first time you change a diaper. For me, I have OCD. How hard could it be?
Yeah.
It's just
we have it for you on record now. Yes. So we need to make sure that he's as hands-on as he's promised he's going to be.
First of all, he has to be hands-on because he is not going to be here for the next few months because the season starts and that's when I'm going to have the baby. So I guess he's going to be back like next year, and when the baby's going to be like the perfect cute age, you know, where everyone wants to carry the child, he's going to have it like a little easy, but yeah, it's
my
okay.
Decisions have been systematic, Jamal.
But it's going to be a joyous time. And let me tell you, Leanne, he's actually going to miss those first few months, you know. He's going to be, okay, he's playing, but he's still going to be, you know, his mind and his heart are going to be.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Jamal. I think I want to be home. I want to be, you know, around for the baby as well. But then again, for me, I'm looking forward to, again, when the stadiums open and when Leanne and my baby can come to the stands and cheer me on. And
the best thing,
you know, I can carry the baby onto the field after a game or before a game. I'm looking forward to all of these things as well. So, you know, it's for me, it's just about making sure that I'm ready, I'm playing for as long as possible, and the baby can be in my arms when I enter the pitch.
Leanne Teixeira, Robin Singh, what an absolute pleasure talking to both of you. Thank you for talking to us. Congratulations on the baby and this fantastic new time of your life. And congratulations on the brunch cover.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamal. So thank you so much for having us. And thank you for your time as well.
I'm plenty pleased with myself this week because I managed to make a pretty decent butter chicken from scratch. Shout out to Chef Megha Kohli for the easy recipe. Though it wasn't quite like what you get at Pandara Road or Rajendra Dhaba, I relished each bite of the creamy, buttery and tangy meal. But no, I couldn't get myself to make the naan to go with it. So I ordered in some. Something I wouldn't have done 5 months ago. While I wait for the day I feel it's safe to go to a restaurant, ordering in is now an option. With that, eating out is indeed becoming eating in. Restaurants too are switching their focus to delivery modules. So, where do you order from? Here's what Veer Sanghvi suggests.
You guys remember the early days of the pandemic, or more specifically, the early days of the lockdown? Remember, we were stuck at home, we couldn't walk out, we couldn't do anything. And most of us were longing for a taste of some kind of restaurant food. Then delivery started, and we started ordering things at home. But we kept saying to ourselves, yeah, this is okay, but it's not the real thing. Let's wait till restaurants open. Well, guess what? Restaurants have opened in most cities of India. But, you know, many of us still prefer delivery. Many of us still prefer eating at home. Why is that? I don't know. Something changed during the pandemic. We decided that home is not a bad place to be. Yes, we want some variety. We want some different kinds of foods. But we can have them delivered to our dining tables. That's one thing. And the other thing, I don't know if you remember this, is that few of us used to bake before the lockdown began. During the lockdown, lots of people started baking. And you know, the baking thing is continuing. So this week, I write about restaurateurs like Prasenjit Singh, who've changed to delivery because they know that if you can deliver incredible food at home, people will enjoy it. And kings of the baking world like Dev Lal, who've introduced things like puff pastry that you can use when you bake at home. I'll speak for myself. We never did any baking at home. Now we get puff pastry and we're making all kinds of pies and all kinds of pasties at home. So the whole eating out experience is changing. A lot of it is becoming eating in. I suppose the answer ultimately is home, sweet home.
The lockdown has stirred people into action and almost everyone is striving for perfection. Making the perfect biryani, singing a song in key, picking the perfect outfit, and also having ideal fitness goals. It's great that we found hobbies, but let's not forget that it's crucial to be kind to yourself, now more than ever. So forgive the emotional outburst you had yesterday. Forgive that you forgot something during your grocery run. Forgive the fact that you burnt the cookies you were making. Forgive that you couldn't perfect the lighting for your Zoom call. I think all that matters is that you're trying. Well, here's what HT Brunch columnist and author Rehana Munir has to say.
So here we are facing the last quarter of a seemingly endless year. That itself is a paradox, I feel, because each day scarcely seems to move. But then when you look at the calendar, the weeks and the months are just flying past us at some kind of absurd speed. We have by now, I think, made our peace with not having a lot of the things that we're accustomed to. Some of us are complaining about being far away from those we love. Some of us are complaining about being too close. So the pandemic is playing out in all sorts of ways, minute and big. And quite apart from the medical and the social, you know, calamities, I think there's something to be said about this theater of the pandemic, as I call it. All around us, people seem to be endlessly occupied with improving themselves. Nothing wrong with that pursuit in itself, but you know, to see it taken to this compulsive limit You know, you have to bake the perfect cake. It can't just be a good cake, right? You have to drape a sari in a new and, you know, exciting new way. It just can't be how it was done before. And, you know, running speeds have to be improved upon and all sorts of things. As ever, I apply these standards like any insecure writer to myself, and I come out looking quite inadequate. But as is the case with us writers, we also flip situations around and make them into material. So one of the questions that I've been engaged with is this idea of perfection. And is it all that it's kind of made out to be? Is perfection the route to happiness? I don't know. So this week's column looks at this idea of perfection through the lens of the pandemic. And I hope you enjoy reading it. Bye.
If you're clued up about Bollywood music before 1980, Mohammad Rafi would be a name you've come across often. But there are some millennials who may not have heard his songs. Well, Kerala boy Saurav Kishan is changing that by breathing new life into Rafi's songs with his expressive covers. It's not easy to sing a Rafi song and ace it. But this 23-year-old sure nailed it as his music video went viral overnight. He got over 43,000 likes and more than 9,000 retweets by the likes of Shankar Mahadevan. We hope you enjoy the tune our social media star of the week is bringing to you today.
Suhane raat dhal chuke na jaane tum kab aaoge suhane raat dhal chuke na jaane tum kab aaoge jahan ki rut badal chuke na jaane tum kab aaoge सुहाने रात ढल चुके ना जाने तुम कब आओगे चौदहवीं का चांद हो या आफताब हो जो भी हो तुम खुदा की कसम लाजवाब हो चौदहवीं का चांद हो या आफताब हो जो भी हो तुम खुदा की कसम लाजवाब हो चौदहवीं का चांद हो तेरी आँखों के सिवा दुनिया में रखा क्या है तेरी आँखों के सिवा दुनिया में रखा क्या है ये उठे सुबह चले ये झुके शाम ढले मेरा जीना मेरा मरना इन्हीं पलकों के तले
हाय आई एम सौरभ किशन singer of Mohammad Rafi Saab's songs, and you just heard me on the HT Brunch podcast. I'm also happy to be featured as this week's social media star in the magazine. Have a happy Sunday brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HT Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HT Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HT Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com aur suno naye nazariye se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.